who have touched the fruits or seen the fruits of that fully developed Eightfold Path, Noble Eightfold Path in someone, or have been to a monastery and felt what it feels like to live in line with that, and find the life that they return to at home is very distant from it. And because of obligations or karmic ties or whatever, aren't able to kind of bring their life into alignment with the Dhamma in the way they would want, and maybe there's too many things going on, or a job, or what would you tell to someone with one foot in the monastery and one foot on a banana peel, or who's not able to kind of feel like their life is in line with the Dhamma in the way they want, don't know what to do?
Well, I mean, I think nobody knows what they're doing with. You talk to people in the monastery, oh, am I doing the right thing?
You've heard a lot of me.
Doubt is ordinary, and just I think having Kalyanamitta is really just so important to the cultivation of the path and cultivation of clarity, that sense of having, you know, drawing close to good spiritual friendships, and having that contact. And of course the Buddha places that, you know, in very much in the forefront of whether it's monastic practice or lay practice. Also, you reflect in terms of, you know, what are the four factors of stream entry? You know, your two external factors, two internal factors, saporisa sangseva, really, that association with noble beings, good beings, good human beings, good real human beings, not sort of complicated or living not so skillful lives, and sadhamma savana, the hearing of the good dhamma, hearing your good teachings, drawing close to those where you can receive and be in contact with good teachings and training. And it's just, so those external circumstances are incredibly important. So as a lay person, to be able to be attentive to creating conditions that are conducive. Are they going to be perfect? There's no such thing as perfect. And I've lived long enough in a monastery to know that most monasteries aren't perfect. So much of it is how do I live in a way that leads to contentment and clarity? It's just so important. And to not be either be, you know, beating oneself up with doubt and regret, or second guessing oneself, and you know, all of the should haves and should be's that we torture ourselves with, and learning how to. This is the way it is, and how do I live with this? I was on the plane today, and the person next to me said, well, I was saying, oh, because he is maybe a little bit younger than me, which means he was old. and I was saying, you must be retired now. We had a nice conversation, very good guy, very salt of the earth kind of character. And I said, well, I had to take retirement almost 20 years ago because I had an accident. I was at work for like a pre-trimming,
dangerous professions.
Yeah, and one of these big buckets, he was about 40 foot in the air, and it collapsed. And he said, I broke my neck, broke my back, broke my shoulder, broke my pelvis. I said, poof, you must have a lot of, you know, you look like you've healed well, although I'm sure you've got, difficult issues with your body. He says, but yeah, well, I could cry every day, but what's the point? It's better to just get on with life. You know, so that, you know, I choose what to pay attention to. You know, what is it that's going to make me happy and make me feel that I'm living a useful life?